This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is the United States now at war with Venezuela?
There's not a war. I mean, we are at war against drug trafficking organizations. It's not a war against Venezuela. We are enforcing American laws with regards to oil sanctions. We have sanctioned entities. We go to court. We get a warrant. We seize those boats with oil. And that will continue. And we will continue to reserve the right to take strikes against drug boats that are bringing drugs towards the United States that are being operated by transnational criminal organizations, including the Cartel de los Soles. Of course, the leader of that cartel, is now in U.S. custody and facing U.S. justice in the Southern District of New York, and that's Nicolas Maduro.
Okay. Democrats doing what they do best, lying and lying and lying some more. To war, struck Venezuela right away. What are you talking about? Here's what happened, okay? This is what's going on. Democrats, not Trump, Democrats put a bounty on Maduro's head as a reward for what? Say it with me, because you could go right on my Twitter feed and look at the reward poster put out by Joe Biden. Put a reward on his head of $25 million for what? His arrest. For information leading to the, say it with me, arrest and or conviction of Nicolas Maduro Moros. That's from the DEA. Joe Biden, not Trump. Why would the Biden administration offer a $25 million reward for Maduro's arrest? Because he was under indictment and has been since 2020 when the Trump Justice Department indicted and charged him. He is a criminal. Just because he stole the election in Venezuela doesn't get him out of that, as we saw with Manuel Noriega. This is not hard to understand stuff, guys. It's very easy to understand. So we just went in there and dropped some bombs because Trump rolled out of bed and thought, no. We got what's called a warrant for his arrest. But you just heard Rubio in there. What does Rubio say? Well, we got a warrant. We're currently blockading the oil. I mean, but you got a court order for that? Yeah, a court order for that. Why? Well, because they're also in violation of international sanctions. that both the Democrats and the Republicans have upheld, not opposed, and voted for. It's just we never enforced them before. So what you just heard from Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, in there is him saying, we went to court and got the order. What order? The one to stop the ships.
This is not hard stuff, folks. And you want to know what the difference is? Here's a headline, New York Times. This difference between Republicans and Democrats. Headline, Biden raises bounty for Nicolas Maduro to $25 million. Why did Biden do that? As cover to extend what's called TPS, Temporary Protected Status, to 600,000 Venezuelan migrants. In other words, they were trying to get Venezuelan Democrat voters here. They looked at them and said, wow, these people are idiots. They voted for a socialist. We definitely need them here. We need to get them here. What is the difference between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Here's Kamala Harris 2019. What's happened? This is a tweet. She's pledging, y'all, to bring the entire Venezuelan nation here because Maduro is a dictator. Here's what she writes in her tweet. What's happening in Venezuela is a crisis. The people who have fled Maduro's dictatorial regime deserve safety and protection. As president, I would immediately extend TPS status to Venezuelans. Not some Venezuelans, all Venezuela. How many are we talking? Yeah, about 30 million. It's the right thing to do, she said. She was going to bring them all here. America must show moral leadership in this hemisphere. Trump took a look at the same problem and agreed that America must show more moral leadership in the hemisphere. But instead of bringing 30 million here and flooding red states and purple states with them so as to build a permanent Chinese-style one-party system of total oppression, Trump went, wait a minute. You mean if I'm going to protect the people of Venezuela from Maduro, I don't have to bring all 30 million of them here, as Her Highness Kamala Harris promised. No, no, I'll just bring Maduro. Now, Venezuelans have a 30% welfare use rate once they hit American soil. So that's roughly 10 million Venezuelans that you'd have to pay for the rest of your life under Kamala Harris. Democrats wanted you to pay for welfare for 10 million Venezuelans. So that's out of the 30 million they intended to bring here because Maduro is a bad guy. Trump went, well, if I want to protect Venezuelans and fix the hemisphere, could I just bring Maduro here? I mean, yeah, we'll have to pay for him for the rest of his life, his incarceration, but be a lot cheaper than the 30 million that Kamala pledged to bring here. See the difference between the parties? That's why the Democrats are screaming bloody murder. Again, Kamala want to bring all 30 million Venezuelans to America to protect them from Maduro. And Trump's like, well, shoot, I'll just pick up Maduro. I already got a warrant for his arrest anyway. And that's what the Democrats are ignoring here. They had court orders for all of this. So the Democrats are pretending, this is a big game of pretend, that what they need is just Trump's got to come to them and ask Congress permission to do this. No, he does not. I'll explain coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.